MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump has told his attorney general, Pam Bondi, to unseal the grand jury testimony in his case. But the question is whether that will be enough to satisfy what many of the president's supporters have been asking for. ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House.
The attorney general says she plans to ask the court today to release this grand jury testimony, but that could take time. These transcripts are usually highly protected. And even if this request succeeds, it falls short of what Trump's critics are demanding. So the bottom line here, the president is trying to tamp down this backlash, but it's still not clear if it's going to work.
The House overnight voting in favor of pulling back about $9 billion in federal funding that had been earmarked for international aid and public broadcasting. That follows Senate passage of the same bill, which is now headed for President Trump's desk. A new medical diagnosis for the president, chronic venous insufficiency, a condition where the veins have trouble moving blood back to the heart, often causing swelling in the legs. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The former Madison city clerk who oversaw the department when 193 ballots went uncounted in November broke the law. That's now the official determination of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Now, the commission had already released a bunch of information in their report, but yesterday its members actually adopted that report with a 5-1 vote. 1 month after the election, Mary Beth Witzel-Bell, then clerk for about two decades, informed city officials that 193 ballots hadn't been counted in the presidential election. She was suspended, then resigned from her post earlier this year. In a six-month investigation with more than a dozen depositions, the commission says Witzel-Bell violated the law on five counts, including not properly training staff and not having control of the clerk's office operations, printing poll books too early, not handling absentee ballots properly, improper opening and counting of those absentee ballots, and not properly reconciling ballot numbers as part of the canvassing process. Commissioners reiterated their shock that no one outside the clerk's office was told about this error until a month later. Commissioner Don Millis.
Part of the reason why this has gotten the attention, and I guess the attention that we've given it, is not because of the mistakes that were made, but because of the manner in which this was handled. It's disturbing.
However, the commission did not recommend bringing charges against Witzel-Bell. The report also includes new recommendations for the city clerk's office in the future. City Attorney Michael Haas has been in charge of the clerk's office since Witzel-Bell was suspended. He says the city of Madison has already implemented changes to ensure this couldn't happen again and says the commission is exceeding its authority, requiring Madison to go beyond the law to make these changes. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The second half of the baseball season getting underway as the Brewers open a three-game series on the road against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester from Milwaukee against the Dodgers' Tyler Glasnow. At the start of the season, manager Pat Murphy was struggling to find starting pitchers. Now he's got Freddy Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers catcher Eric Haas.
Yeah, I was joking with Murph about that, you know, to where we were to start, or we're just looking for innings anywhere we could find them. And we had a lot of young guys come up and throw some very meaningful and really good innings for us. And getting these guys back, who we kind of planned to be in the clubhouse in the first place. You know, they haven't broken stride. They've joined us, and they've done nothing but put up zeros for us. They're a big factor with why we're winning.
NBA Damian Lillard agreeing to a three-year contract to return to Portland in a deal worth $42 million. He'll be joined by Drew Holiday, who the Bucks traded away 2 years ago to bring Lillard to Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A great day to be outside today. Plenty of sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. Some showers and thunderstorms developing tonight, mainly after midnight. We'll have lows in the mid-60s. Still a chance of showers or a thunderstorm on Saturday, mainly in the morning, highs near 80. It's 58 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Happy birthday, John, from your friend, the Sparkly Costco lady. In honor of your birthday, hot dogs are $1.50 today.
Oh, wow. Excellent. All right.
The Sparkly Costco lady.
There we go.
It's your pal.
That's Kathy.
We also got a message from Laura wishing you 117 more. Yeah, you're 117 years old today. Yes.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining me this week is my dear friend and Green Bay Public School Board member Laura McCoy to talk about how public education is funded.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, much wiser. Thanks for making me wise.
You guys are so weak that you won't even vote to release the files. It's 11:20 p.m. in the middle of the night. And
gentlelady will suspend.
You
the gentlelady will suspend. The house is not in order.
Agenda through Congress in the dark.
The gentlelady will suspend.
I love
her.
Oh,
no, the gentlelady will not. Yeah, Melanie Stansbury from New Mexico.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Mike Pence has entered the chat.
Oh, hello, Mike.
Oh, he's,
what's hanging?
He's hanging Trump out to dry.
Oh, we collided.
I'm sorry. Do you have a hanging joke? Do you have a hung joke, Sean? No? Okay.
No.
Mike Pence has joined calls for the Trump administration. Ooh, revenge is best served cold. No! Ruthlessly absurd. He's joined calls for the Trump administration to release all files related to Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking investigation, saying anyone? Bueller? Who could he be thinking of?
Surprised he's not hanging back on this.
Associated. Hey, okay, we've done the joke.
I was doing his joke.
Is he still hanging around? Okay.
Hey.
Nah. Anyone associated with Epstein ought to be held up to public scrutiny. Anybody? I think the time has come for the administration to release all the files regarding Jeffrey Epstein's investigation and prosecution. Oh, my.
Ruthlessly absurd.
Senator Gallego.
This is all about Donald Trump. This is what he does. He first takes care of himself, then he takes care of his elite little buddies. And then after that, everyone else, whether it's the MAGA or the rest of the country, can just screw themselves as long as he gets what he wants. And this is finally coming back to haunt them because people are finally seeing it all together. You know, he's taking care of his rich friends with tax cuts. He's taking care of his rich friends by covering up for their crimes with all these pardons.
Yep.
And now you're seeing it right now one last time where he's trying to make sure that whoever else is on this list or in that book that he signed with is protected instead of prosecuted like they should be.
By the way, with the canceling Colbert and trying to kill journalism in general, Anna says, accurate headline would be convicted criminal and sexual predator discloses health information as part of a continuing effort to distract from his alleged participation in a child rape ring. There you go. There's some accuracy.
Well, yeah.
By the way, The Late Show with Colbert was the number one show in the 11:30 time slot during the second quarter of 2025, the only show to see an increase in viewers in that 18 to 49 demo. Cancellation comes 3 days after he called out CBS parent company Paramount for its $16 million quote-unquote settlement with Trump. So, yeah, financial reasons, my ass. Okay, Hakeem Jeffries on the Epstein file.
The American people simply need to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. As it relates to this situation, Democrats didn't put this into the public domain. The conspiracy theory provocateur in chief, Donald Trump, is the one, along with his extreme MAGA Republican associates, who put this whole thing into the public domain for years. And now they are reaping what they have sown.
Oh, gosh, this headline just in. Trump, I absolutely love that Colbert got fired. Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Uh-huh. Yep. You knew he was...
They think we're boo-boo the fool. Yeah. We don't know that this was obviously part of the deal to make this merger go through.
Of course it was.
It's disgusting. Mama, off the grid, says, major breaking news, being diagnosed with blood that can't find its way back to your non-existent heart, and also apparently being so bad at doing handshakes that you bruise the back
yourself.
Of your hand.
Yeah.
is still not going to distract us from the fact that you're a rapist and a pedophile. Call to activism says J.D. Vance doesn't want you to share this. On the left, J.D. Vance slams the Wall Street Journal and said journalists should be ashamed for covering the Epstein story. On the right is J.D. Vance in 2021 saying journalists should be ashamed for not writing more articles about the Epstein case. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh, my God. Chris, who said we're going to look back at the MAGA movement as the biggest scam in history? The liberals were right. We will see Trump as a scam artist.
Mickey Mouse.
No, I just keep doing the same ones all morning. Oh, Nick Fuentes, okay. Noted a Trump supporter and what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, neo-Nazi.
He also had dinner. He was a dinner haver with Trump.
Yes, a dinner haver.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay.
At Mar-a-Lago.
Right. Where is the... this is Hey Girl, Caroline Leavitt.
Oh, hey girl.
Okay, here we go.
Well, the idea was floated from someone in the media to the president. The president would not recommend a special prosecutor
really?
In the Epstein
Why
case.
Not?
That's how he feels. And as for his discussions with the attorney general, I'm not sure.
Huh. Yeah. Oh, that's weird. Why wouldn't he? Huh. It's weird.
Oh, girl.
Okay.
Right. So the president has been transparent. He has followed through
has
on his promises to the American people. But he doesn't like to see Democrats and the mainstream media covering this like it's the biggest story that the American people care about.
You know why?
Just because it is.
Right.
Oh, my God. 83% of his base want more information. What's that? What are you saying?
No, people care about it because the Republicans kept pushing it during the campaign.
Thank you. Jack says, Donald Trump's refusal to release the Epstein files is not the only thing MAGA's waking up to. I assure you, the average cult member leaves after 5 to 7 years. We're at 9 years with Trump. The moment was ripe for this. Historically, once people in these situations can finally recognize and admit even one scam the cult leader pulled on them, the likelihood of their seeing other lies they were told greatly increases. I don't think I can emphasize this point enough. Mm-hmm. If the cracks in the base and all these right-wing influencers is any indication, Chris, that's true. I mean, we shall see. But this is the Wall Street Journal, right? This is Rupert Murdoch owned, and Trump even admits he tried to spike the story. So Aaron Rupar says, wow, the Journal reports that when reporters contacted Trump 2 days ago about this story, he threatened to sue if it was published, then hours later claimed that Obama and Biden made up the Epstein files. I mean, we are just watching pure panic in motion every day. I mean, this... Just get a barf bag ready. Do you have a motion sickness bag ready for the Wall Street Journal story?
Oh, boy.
Published this highly anticipated story on the relationship between Trump and Epstein. This was Epstein's 50th birthday. Mm-hmm. Trump sent a birthday letter containing a drawing of a nude woman. The letter bearing Trump's name contains several lines of typewritten text framed by the outline of a naked woman, which appears to be hand-drawn with a heavy marker. Huh. Who uses
a Sharpie?
You know, it'll come to me. I'll think of it.
Okay.
I don't know. It's escaping me now. A pair of small arcs denotes the woman's breasts, and the future president's signature is squiggly Donald below her waist, mimicking pubic hair. It says, happy birthday, may every day be another wonderful secret.
And did you see that Keith Olbermann tweeted, I apologize to everybody who has birthdays in the next few months who's going to be wished happy birthday, may every day continue to be.
Who says that?
I don't
may
know.
May every day be another wonderful
secret.
Yeah. Wink. Trump, of course, said, this is not me. This is a fake thing. It's a fake Wall Street Journal story. I never wrote a picture in my life. I don't draw pictures of women. It's not my language. It's not my word. It's exactly his language.
It is.
This is exactly...
Okay.
He loves keeping secrets with the rich and powerful.
Right. Shortly before they published the story, he personally appeared to the editor-in-chief to spike the story, as you do when you're completely innocent of...
Yeah, when you're exonerated.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, reaction to the Wall Street Journal bombshell. And this is exactly why he had to do this fake BS thing about,
yes.
Oh, I'm going to release grand jury testimony. As Bill Kristol and others said, that's not where the good stuff is.
Right.
He's just trying to stave off.
And this is also why the people on Fox News suddenly shut up about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Social media users reacted with shock to the Wall Street Journal report. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Oh, he also said, we have certain things in common, Jeffrey. Wink.
Underage girls?
Someone just posted, good Lord, ick. And another said, oh my, this is going to be catnip for internet conspiracy theorists. Actually, not just them. Keith Olbermann said this is a soon-to-be ex-president. I'm telling you, Chris, it's exhausting being right all the time. But right on cue, we have this, health stuff. When have they ever released any information about his health?
They have never said anything negative about the president's health, ever.
Right.
Ever.
Right. And even this, we know, is not... Really? He's such a man of the people that he shakes hands to? We know that's not true. Oh, my God.
He's a germaphobe. He rarely shakes someone's hand.
Thank you. Let's get... Nick in Utah... Or no, Hack in Utah. Sorry. Hey, Hack.
Actually, I'm in Georgia.
Hey, Hack. In Georgia?
Pardon me. I forgot when I microchipped
you. Yeah, little old Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, my God, listening to Nick Fuentes, if he's this bad now, imagine how bad he's going to be after puberty.
Funny. What? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to hear it again? I certainly do.
You don't want our support now? Then fine. You don't get it. And let the Democrats impeach Trump. Let them impeach Trump. Let them f*** up this administration and torch his legacy. How many of his supporters went to jail on his behalf after January 6th? Did Trump do anything for them?
Preach.
Did he raise money for them? Did he talk about them, defend them?
Clock
no. F*** you. You suck. You are fat. You are a joke. God. You are stupid.
Ooh. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, right there.
Have you ever said that, even in private, about Laura Ingraham?
No. Okay. Can we make that into, Stephanie Miller drops or something? I must have and savor this audio every day for the rest of my life. It's the best bag of rats ever.
You've never told Ann Coulter that she's a joke? Because she's not fat.
Right,
I will give Ann Coulter that. She's not fat.
Caroline Levin's handshaking injury.
All
right. They cannot tell the truth about anything.
Recent photos of the president have shown minor bruising on the back of his hand. This is consistent with minor soft tissue irritation from frequent handshaking and the use of aspirin, which is taken as part of a standard cardiovascular prevention regimen. This is a well-known and benign side effect of aspirin therapy. And the president remains in excellent health,
which
I think all of you witness on a daily basis here.
We certainly do, with his big fat cankles and swollen hands and bruising. Sure, he looks fantastic. What's a catheter? Pardon?
If you take a lot of aspirin, it thins your blood and it makes you more susceptible to bruising. So that has a little bit of truth to it. But we don't know if he's taking more aspirin because he's never cared about his heart. He doesn't have one.
Medical experts call us. Most nurses and people I've seen on social media are saying these are signs of congestive heart failure. They're never going to. Okay.
Well, aspirin's a blood thinner.
Okay. Good. one more. Caroline Levin.
Hey,
the president and this team are always in contact with the president's supporters with voices of many kinds on both sides of the aisle. I think that's part of the reason this president is a great president, because he's willing to listen and hear other people's perspectives. But ultimately, he has led this country not just over the past 6 months to historic success, also through his first 4 years as president. And as the leader and the creator of the MAGA movement, he has led through these perilous times for our country.
Of
the country.
I want to hang myself like that lady in Airplane.
He's the creator of the MAGA movement that's turning on him.
Yes.
Which,
I'm sorry,
is a delight.
What was that, Nick? What did you say?
You don't want our support now? Then fine. You don't get it.
I don't know.
Can we cut to the part?
I wish I had fast forward.
Stupid and not funny.
I wish I had fast forward.
All right, that's fine.
Okay.
Oh, Oh, Cavian says, I feel like we'll have to save this for Bella, too, on Monday. Oh. Gen Z may not know that Republicans had an actual pedophile Speaker of the House until 2007. Yeah, I think that's worth noting.
Who's that?
Denny Hastert.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my God, I forgot about Denny Hastert.
I'm just hoping that this whole, like, QAnon thing gets blown to bits, right? Finally, that this is like some only Democratic pedophile ring or whatever.
Is Denny Hastert still with us?
I'll Google that.
Okay.
I don't know. All right. He also has cankles, so who can say? All right. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Knockbox.
Knockbox.
Knockbox. Knockbox. Okay.
I showed Sean the Knockbox yesterday. It's
yes.
pretty cool.
Well, I just had my vacation. I might go to Australia over Christmas. And I'm telling you, you got to get prepared for stuff, right?
Yeah.
You're traveling. You got instructions for a house sitter, name and number of your vet, code to your alarm system.
Mm-hmm.
Think about all those steps you take. That's everything that goes into your Knockbox, theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. Knockbox is a complete system. Helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. I used to be a little scraps of paper lady.
Oh.
You know how I am.
Of course.
I'm like a crazy cat lady, but without cats. I'm like in a beautiful mind, just little scraps of paper everywhere.
Okay.
Not anymore. I have a Knockbox.
Knockbox.
Right? Everything I need to manage my estate. Well, estate's a little generous, but whatever this is.
It's a house. It's from your, rambling house.
From your funeral
it's
directives.
Falling down.
Insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit. Knockbox help you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a Knockbox. You get 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. If you're a Stephanie Miller listener, go to theknockbox.com. The code is Stephanie to get 16% off. That is theknockbox.com. Type in Stephanie.
She's the aggressive progressive. Dunker. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Summer in full swing, I feel that familiar urge to refresh my closet, but I'm trying not to waste money on pieces I'll only wear once or for just one season. That's where Quince comes in. Their clothes are timeless, feel luxurious, look elevated. The quality is way beyond what you'd expect for the price. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that just clicks. Think 100% European linen tops starting at $30, washable silk dresses and skirts, soft cotton sweaters, versatile warm weather pieces you'll reach for again and again. The best part, everything with Quince is half the cost of similar brands. I picked up some towels and earrings I love. By working directly with top artisans, cutting out the middleman, Quince gives you the luxury without the markup. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I use Quince for all my shopping needs. Now you should too. Give your summer closet an upgrade with Quince. Go to quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping, 365-day returns. Quince.com/Stephanie.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey, there's my son. You've been in your room all morning.
Hey, Dad.
Matt, what's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Oh, well, it's just sort of.
I have been playing my video games and electronic games for so many hours.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like it might be time for you to take a break, or...
Hello, Dad.
Susan?
I have been watching TV and text messaging all morning. Yay, electronics. Yay.
Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and take a little trip. Maybe see some trees, some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew.
Wait. Mom, what? Huh?
What? Hold
What'd
on.
You say?
Wait a second. What?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Speaking of which, we might have an exciting surprise for Monday, but I can't say anything, but I couldn't help myself. Okay.
We might have a TV star.
Yes. And Ruth Pundit. Yes. Oh, my. All right. Stuff to be, we really need to pay attention to. Can I just say, Kyle Clark says, Republican election clerks in Colorado, we talked about this story yesterday, say a GOP strategist claiming to work with the Trump administration asked for insider access to voting systems. They refused.
Yeah.
This is from our friend Aaron Rupar, the emerging coup. Congress has just handed the coup leader in the White House new dangerous tools that he and his cohorts should use in their next attempt to overturn the nation's democracy once and for all. For Trump and his cronies, the prospects of losing power or even sharing it with Democrats in 2026 could prove to be catastrophic because of their reasonable fear of being held accountable for criminality that dwarfs Trump's first terms.
Yeah.
We're talking about this, what is really his private army. And by the way, speaking of this big government, so ICE will be given access to the personal data of the nation's 79 million Medicaid enrollees.
Yep.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Including home addresses and ethnicities to track down immigrants who may not be legally. What do we keep saying, Chris? 0.4% of Medicaid goes to undocumented immigrants, and that is only in emergencies.
Right.
This is just a way of, again, targeting people, targeting brown people, anybody with a Hispanic name, you name it. It's like there is, they are not eligible for Medicaid. It is if they're in a car crash or have a heart attack and show up at a hospital, right?
Anybody with a Latino or Hispanic ethnicity, you know, because they're showing ethnicities in all of these records, they're going to get a call. And that's chilling.
Yep. And by the by, I think a lot of us are feeling the danger in this moment in Trump's panic. Jim says, what we're seeing in real time is a messianic psychopath undergoing narcissistic collapse. Every symptom, now to include isolating himself from his most loyal followers, is present. The ramifications for the rest of us are dire. It does feel like this is when he's at his most dangerous, and I would not put anything past him. Gavin Newsom is most definitely trying to get back in my political pants. He said,
Has he been there before?
No.
What do you mean,
yes, he's
pants?
Been in my political pants.
Okay.
And then he was out. And now, he said, today Trump and Republicans are shamefully shutting down the federal suicide and crisis lifeline for LGBTQ youth. California will not stand idly by. We're partnering with Trevor Project to upgrade the state's 24/7 call centers to provide life-saving support and care.
Okay. So now you're open for business down there.
I am open for business in my political pants again. I mean, it's early. I'm not saying he's the guy, but he's
kind of hot.
All right. Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen.
Well, I'm not letting him in my pants, but he can circle my nipples.
All right. Oh, Karen. My, you saucy minx. All right, go ahead.
I just want to say this MAGA meltdown is just delightful. I'm going to make Nick Fuentes's words about Donald Trump my new ringtone. And, you know, I feel like that's not my language is the new she's not my type.
Right. Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes. Laughable, as usual. In my personal comedy, Jesus, John Fugel sang next.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
Your free Ticket Friday keyword for the Stephanie Miller Show is park, P-A-R-K. Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. This is so great.
Uh-huh. I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
So many buttons.
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I mean, if this isn't a monument to waste, fraud, and abuse, I don't know what is. It's costing $450 million annually. to house these detainees out in the middle of the Everglades because there's no infrastructure out there whatsoever. They have to truck every single thing in.
Thank you. It's Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz on the Alligator Auschwitz. I refuse to call it Alcatraz. It's not a prison. Okay. Hey, you know what? My personal comedy, Jesus, and he would know, said Jeffrey Epstein is looking up at Trump and laughing, but he looks forward to laughing in his face. See, he knows stuff. He knows stuff about heaven and hell.
A blessing from the Lord. God be praised.
John, you're a silver lining guy. You said I like when dead rapists destroy still living ones. See, that's
Isn't it beautiful? That's
we
all live long enough to see the first ever cult leader try to kick people out of the cult. That's not usually how cults work, but he's doing it. It's beautiful. Hey, Steffi.
Hi, honey.
I've been telling you guys, stop and smell the train wreck. It got a little bit funny this week, all right? But I'm worried. I'm worried.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm worried about his health, Steph and Chris.
I know you are. I know you are, John.
I mean, have you seen them? I mean, like, they revealed he has chronic venous insufficiency. And I was like, venous, he's got it, baby. He's got it. So now the cat's out of the compression sock. I have been worried a long time about this man because I don't know if you've seen him lately, Steffi. He's not a healthy man, okay? The doctor checks his cholesterol with a dipstick. Do you understand? He's not a healthy. His blood type is ranch. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
well,
he
so
thought BMI stood for Big Mac intake. He's not a healthy man.
All right,
they bought him a Fitbit, and all it does is scream and file for disability. You see what I'm? He needs a golf cart to get to the other golf cart. He's not a healthy man, and I'm just asking questions, okay?
I feel like you wrote those jokes in advance. I could be wrong. Okay.
His ankles look like he's smuggling ham hocks across the border. We're just asking questions because we care. And I'm worried about MAGA, Steffi. They're not happy. Alex Jones is crying in his car, and hack comics are apologizing, and they're burning red hats, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is foaming at the mouth. Well, that's every day. I'm sorry, Marjorie. That's every day she's foaming at the mouth. But MAGA's really mad about their Epstein list, Steffi.
Yeah, I mean, can I just say, Chris, it is a burden being right every single day.
First of all,
I said a couple days ago, this is the also ramp for he has to step down for health reasons. And sure enough, you know it's bad when they admit anything about his health. So,
But he's as strong as a 30-year-old.
Scott McFarland.
Who's buried in a pet cemetery.
Scott McFarland said, Trump, about whether Attorney General Pam Bondi should release more Epstein records. Whatever's credible, she can release. Elizabeth DeVega said, be prepared for selective disclosure of material that harms anybody but Trump. I knew this would be Trump's next move. That's what we said.
Yep.
And sure enough, you're like, so he felt enough panic to have to go, okay, the grand jury test. Well, we all know that's not where the good stuff is, right? I mean,
but if I may, he's been scared all week. I mean, when you're trying to take away Rosie O'Donnell's citizenship after she leaves the country,
right,
bro, you didn't have a backup plan. And then the Coca-Cola thing, he fixed Coca-Cola for us. He didn't tell Coke, but like they wanted the Epstein files and he's giving them corn syrup reform. And then Coke came out and said, no, it's not true. Like he said he was going to. I guess because at Mar-a-Lago, Walton out to get some Mexican Coke, and he didn't know what that meant. But I mean,
he's
like a kid bragging that his dad works at the Nintendo factory. He didn't even have a deal with Coke, and he just came out and said it.
Well, I mean, the good thing
is, if Joe Biden had said this, Jake Tapper would have written 6 books.
Stop yelling. Okay. The good thing is none of these distractions are working. Guy Fawkes said, what I want to know about Rosie O'Donnell, Adam Schiff, and Sugar Cane and Coca-Cola is how many children were raped by the President of the United States. I mean, none of his usual plays are working, right? I mean, I love people pointing out, John, the absurdity of what he's trying to say, right? Dear MAGA, help me understand something. Democrats are in the Epstein files, and the Democrats wrote and fabricated all those files, and then the Democrats voted to release those files, which framed themselves. Why is Donald Trump protecting Democrats all of a sudden? I mean,
yes, why is this hard to understand? The Republicans won't release the files, and the files don't exist. Why is that so hard to understand, those two things at once?
What I mean, so Let me get your take. Noah says, I don't see a way out for Trump on this, but I'll give it credit where credit is due. He is the slipperiest mother ever to ever live. If anyone can find a way, it's him. But he can't release the actual files because he's in them. He can't not release them anymore. He can't release a doctor version because the real versions must be out there. And he can't wave his hands and make this all go away. That's why nothing he's doing is working, because there's literally no way out. TikTok, Donnie.
Well, he'll probably release a heavily, heavily redacted version that'll have more blackouts than my three-way with Courtney Love and Liza Minnelli. But, you know, he's flipping out all over. The Jerome Powell thing, like the same day as the lie about Coke and cane sugar, he has this letter about Jerome Powell that he's going to fire the Fed chair, that he's waving around like it's the macaroni art he made in camp. And he wants to fire the Fed chairman because the Fed chairman won't let him cut interest rates to hide the fact that tariffs are driving up prices. It's like he's threatening to fire his Uber driver because you won't let me take the wheel. And by the end of the day, he backed down on that. And the new Coke lie, the Coke lie was just to cover that. He's flipping out all over the place. And now he's saying the files were made up by Comey and Obama.
This is the dumbest movie plot ever. Sasha tweets, remember when Trump lifted accused human trafficker Andrew Tate's travel ban? Remember when Trump nominated accused human trafficker Matt Gaetz to be his AG? Remember when Trump directed Republicans to block the release of the Epstein files? I mean, oh my God. How does this get any more obvious?
I mean, well, in the middle of it all, you know, he's doing this slobbering goober Mad Libs about Comey, Obama. Firing Comey's daughter, which is only two ways to do that, and they're both bad. In the middle of this, he is so panicked, and the story that didn't get enough attention, the entire Republican caucus is so panicked that Trump got on a call this week and very casually ordered Texas Republicans to gerrymander five new congressional seats really fast in the next 14 months. Because apparently democracy is too unpredictable when the voters pick the politicians, and these politicians want to pick their own voters.
Yeah.
There's no way they can jerry-rig Texas for five new congressional seats in a year and a half, but they're that panicked they're going to try.
Yeah, and that could very well blow up in their faces in competitive districts. But but you're right, they're just completely out in the open about their cheating now. I mean, it's and this one, new poll, 67% of Americans, including half of Republicans, think Trump is covering up Epstein evidence. He is losing his base fast. I mean, you're right. We did a story yesterday. The DOJ asked for the voter rolls in nine states. I mean, that's what we need to have our eye on, John, right?
Oh, everyone needs to read the piece that Greg Palast wrote for Tom Hartman. And it's about how, yes, the election really was rigged. I hear a lot of conspiracy theories. Palast lays it out so acutely. Just Google Greg Palast at Tom Hartman report, and you'll read his piece about it. But again, I'm worried about the man, Steffi. I'm just saying, his arteries are more clogged than the toilets at Mar-a-Lago, and he walks like he's trying to sneak past a sleeping cat without waking it. He's not a well man. And so, thoughts and prayers, Don.
You talk like a man who's tried to sneak past a sleeping cat.
He asked his doctor if Adderall counts as a vegetable, Stephanie. We should all pray for the man, okay? We're just worried.
Yeah, Adam says the Epstein stuff is so bad, they're releasing information about Trump's house for the first time, and you can't trust that either.
Yeah,
I mean...
Yeah.
Sure. It's from excessive handshaking. Right.
And in the middle of all of this, he puts a horse's head in the bed of American media and gets them to knock off Stephen Colbert, which is going to backfire like
nothing we've
ever seen.
John, but, the number one show. This is the number one show. Trump just said, I absolutely love that Colbert got fired. His talent was even less than his ratings. You can't spin that he was the number one show. Right.
He can't spin it.
And clearly he just called out the bribe a few days ago.
He called it out, and he called it a bribe. And this Colbert held up a mirror to power, and, you know, narcissists don't like the reflection. So they do what every loser does when faced with the truth. They try to silence it. You don't need book burnings when you can just cancel the host who tell jokes about your crimes.
Yeah. I say we play, you know, drops all the time. I keep saying the comedians are leading the resistance, including you, John. I mean, we're doing better journalism than the rest of the mainstream media combined. Kimmel, Colbert, Fallon. I
would agree with that. And there's a reason why people trust comedians more than they trust politicians or the media as well. For a joke to be funny, even if it's a terrible mean joke, it has to have an element of truth to it. If a joke makes you laugh, it means your brain has recognized something true in the joke. And this is why instinctively we laugh at things that are just true and expressed in a clever way. So this is why people can trust comedians, because if we lie, we don't get a laugh.
And by the way, can I just say, I just was saying that Gavin Newsom is definitely trying to get back in my political pants.
Uh-huh. Oh, you think?
But I like the way he's fighting. He's talking about they're going to gerrymander like that in Texas. We're going to do it here. I mean, we're not.
Yeah.
And they just asked him, a reporter said, your press office called Stephen Miller a cuck. How do you differentiate yourself from Trump if you're using social media to name call? Newsom said, I don't think they understand any other kind of language, so I have no apologies for standing tall and firm and pushing back against their cruelty. Good for him.
And good for him for threatening to have California do it, knock off some of those conservative districts. He wouldn't, because Democrats are still playing by the rules more. But, you know, the only thing that Greg Abbott and Donald Trump fear more than immigrants and windmills and kids with vaccinations, it's black and brown citizens actually choosing their own representatives.
Yeah.
And so they're going to try and do this in Texas.
I mean,
and they're going to have us all be so outraged over Colbert and Rosie and all this stuff that we don't notice they're trying to rig elections in even newer, dirtier ways.
John, by the by, I just was speaking because you brought up rules. Brian Tyler Cohen, our friend, says ahead of Democrats' planned effort to force a vote in the Rules Committee on the Rocata-Massey bill compelling the release of the Epstein files, Republicans are now refusing to have the rules even meet to avoid having
to block
the files yet again. What are they hiding? Right. I mean,
what are they hiding? And by the way, let's thank the entire Republican House, except for one guy out of North Carolina. They just handed Democrats the most effective ad for the midterms they possibly can. They are protecting child rapists.
John. That's the issue.
They voted to block these files that don't exist, and they voted to block these files that are child, not just Epstein, not just Trump, all of them. Now, I don't think we're ever going to see this list or these names, because it's not about the famous names we all know on the list. My God, Kevin Spacey is calling for them to release it right now because he's tired of being accused of being on the list. Donald Trump just made Kevin Spacey look squeaky clean good. But it's the
I don't think
ever, don't
anyone ever thought Kevin Spacey was with little girls.
Exactly. But the names we don't know that are the big money donors to both parties are probably why this list will never come out.
But
for him to turn on his own base, MAGA built this golden toilet of a presidency. And now he's mad because they're asking where the plumbing goes.
Yeah. I mean, this is just one last one. Mike says Democrats forcing vote after vote on for Republicans for releasing the Epstein files is so effing smart. After all the bluster and BS about how the GOP wanted to release the Epstein files, it's going to be death by a thousand cuts as they keep having to vote for Trump's cover-up.
That's right.
So, yes, fighting Democrats, that's always our theme here. Fight back.
That's
and
what
fight,
we want.
And you know what? When they're not playing by the rules, you got to adjust. Right.
Last night on my show, I had Bonnie Watson Coleman, the first black woman congressperson from New Jersey. Great lady. She does my show a lot. And she was just getting shoved at that ICE concentration camp in Newark where Mayor Ross Baraka was handcuffed. And I said to her, I'm like, so look, I know you guys have to fight for middle class issues, Congresswoman. You got to fight for health care. You got to fight for education. But should Democrats prioritize the Epstein case? And she's like, we have to do it all. Because Donald Trump knows if Democrats won't fight him on child rape, they won't fight him on anything. So they got to make this a major issue. And the Republican Party just made it a lot easier.
And by the way, thank you for saying that. Yasher Ali said that. Please stop saying had sex with kids or kids. It's rape. Children can't consent.
It's rape.
Thank you. I think you're right. There's blood in the water. This is when you keep going for the jugular, and also because it is about children being raped. So, you know,
that's what it's about.
Yeah.
And Democrats have to be unambiguous about this. And as I've said for a long time, if the evidence, because this guy Epstein, look, one area liberals and conservatives can agree on, he really may have been murdered in prison. I got lots of right wing guys I'll get in bed with on that issue. Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Yeah.
But if the evidence showed that both Bill Clinton and Donald Trump had been with underage girls on this island.
Yeah.
Democrats would reject Bill Clinton. Republicans would reject the evidence.
That's right.
Yep,
that's exactly why the Democrats have got to stay on this.
Yep, exactly. All right, I saved a tweet for both of you. for different reasons.
All right.
For you, because I have revoked Jillian Michaels' lesbian card, because the last time you were on CNN, I was like, shut up and let John talk. This for you, you'll see why.
All right.
A Turning Point audience member yells, I can't afford a house. And Jillian Michaels tells him he should consider renting and buying a timeshare until he can afford a house.
Oh, God.
He's literally, they are timeshare salesmen.
Timeshare salesman.
Right, right, yeah. I just, right? This is always the, like, why you're a loser. Why are you so poor? You know, it's just, Republicans
That's it.
Are.
I mean, this is what I write about in my book that the fundamentalists always do as well. This is the prosperity gospel crap. The whole notion that wealth is a gift from God because you're so swell and that Jerry Falwell did it. But the flip side of that is if you're not doing well, it's because God doesn't like you. And that's shame. And that's what religions and cults that are toxic do.
Yeah.
And it's the flip side. This is, look, Joel Osteen, he's not a Christian nationalist or a racist, but this prosperity gospel stuff is junk theology. Yep. Because it's, again, telling struggling people that your hard times, you kind of deserve it to some degree. You kind of deserve it.
Congratulations on the right-wing hate machine finding your book.
You're pissing off the right people, John.
Already. Washington Examiner. Oh, my God. It's like a daytime Emmy nomination. I love it.
They write snarkily, according to actor and comedian John Fugelsang, there are two kinds of Christians. There are quote-unquote Christians who are hypocritical right-wingers who love wars and hate gays and turn back immigrants. No lies detected.
Right.
This guy didn't read my book.
Then there are Christ followers. Christ followers are peaceful and loving and believe in every liberal cause that comes out of the offices of the DNC. In short, liberals are good and true Christian, conservatives are not. No, he did not read your book.
You're going to have to see me on a lot of right-wing shows for the next couple of months. I told Simon & Schuster and my people, I'm like, I want to go on every Breitbart, I will go to every right-wing, every racist with a microphone in his mom's basement that J.D. Vance visited last year, I want to go to be on those shows as well and face these kind folks. I want to promote my book by talking to right-wingers about this book they wave around like a prop.
Fantastic. The dogs are losing their mind because what they're saying is, we must get John Fugelsang's book to number one. We must do it, Steph Heads. Go ahead.
Well, we now have been pushed back for 2 weeks.
All right.
I don't know if I told you this last week, but they ordered 30,000 books and the jacket was the wrong color.
Wow.
Supposed to be a bright red. They sold me on this bright red cover, and then I get three boxes of books at my home, and it's like this faded peach salmon color, if you left a red book in the sun for 3 weeks. And I thought, is this a commentary on how pale I am? But they, let me tell you, these Simon & Schuster guys, they're the real deal. They're like, nope, we're going to delay it 2 weeks, 30,000 new book jackets.
Wow.
So I'll now be selling my salmon-colored book jackets as a rare collector's item for only $99.99, everyone.
Attaboy.
That's what
With
Jesus,
Donald Trump's
that's
autograph
what Jesus,
on the inside cover.
That's what Jesus would do. He would go, oh, salmon, awful. Send these back.
And make sure when you autograph these books to make your signature pubic hair. Like,
yes.
Like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah.
My God. That's his birthday card? I don't want to see his Christmas card to Epstein. Good God,
all right,
folks.
All right. All right.
It looks like a dead ferret on top of her bikini line. What did he do?
Oh, God.
Separation of church and hate. Get it. I love you, John Fugelsang. Saying goodbye.
Thank you, John.
All right. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by you waking up sick. This is why I told you yesterday why I love my medical emergency kit.
Yes.
Because I switched from, I just had other insurance and long thing, but anyway, to Kaiser, mm-hmm. which is good. It's close. I can walk there,
right.
But I can't get into a doctor right away.
Nope.
I can't even get through to them
nope.
right away. I used to be able to just call my doctor and, you know, or maybe prescribe a Z-Pack, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I love the antibiotics and stuff in here. I know they're not good for everything, right?
Right.
But I know when I'm losing my voice and I'm not going to be able to do the show, I need a Z-Pack.
That's a problem.
Knocks it right out.
Yeah.
So if that's you, you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough, you know your body. You can tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month. It took Bella over a month to get in
right.
to see a doctor, or you can wait in urgent care with a bunch of other sick people, maybe get something else, or open your medical emergency kit like I do. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip it in the bud right now. It is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and more. A doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. They hook you up with an actual doctor online.
Okay.
No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. There's so something for everybody in there. And I particularly love that stuff that could take care of, scritchy throat. Scritch.
Yes.
Okay. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. That is urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
And that's the way the news goes.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. I love it. It goes on, smells citrusy. It feels amazing. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go now to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. It's my favorite skincare product. It'll be yours, too. That's Vibrance.com/Stephanie. One more time, Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Stephanie, are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter? The name and number of your vet, maybe? The code to your alarm system? Think about the steps you take to prepare for vacation, and you'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Each knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything you'll need to manage your estate when you're gone, from your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, and the Knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a Knockbox. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use that code Stephanie. That is theknockbox.com. And the code is Stephanie to get that 16% off. Stay calm and get organized today. Theknockbox.com. Don't forget, type in that code Stephanie.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One of the women who stabbed a friend nearly to death when they were all children to please the fictional character Slenderman will be released. Anissa Weyer and Morgan Geiser nearly killed their friend in 2014. All three of them were 12 years old. The two responsible pleaded guilty and were found by the court to be not guilty due to mental disease or defect. Anissa Weyer, who did not stab the victim, was released from a mental hospital in 2021. She lives with her father and wears a GPS monitor. Now Morgan Geiser, the one who actually stabbed the victim, will be released as well. She's been at the Winnebago Mental Health Institute for 7 years now. She's now 22. Experts said in sworn testimony she's made progress in her mental illness. Yesterday in court, her release plan was approved by a judge, although the details were not shared publicly. And it's going to be a busy weekend in Madison. We've got all kinds of events on the calendar. Today's day two of the Dane County Fair at the Alliant Energy Center. Gates are open from 8 in the morning to 8 at night. Music goes till 10 and the carnival goes till 10:30. Tickets are cheaper if you buy them ahead of time online. We're also in the middle of Maxwell Street Days. More than 50 shops, bars, and restaurants have specials and sidewalk sales on State Street. Remember, that means State Street is closed through Sunday. And tomorrow, Coldplay comes to Madison. They'll be taking over Camp Randall for a highly anticipated show that's sold out. When Morgan Wallen was here a few weeks ago, concert promoters say it may have been the largest concert ever in Wisconsin. So you can expect lots of traffic and busy bars and restaurants downtown and in the campus area. There are road closures planned around Camp Randall. They've actually had traffic changes all week there just for the setup. Plus, there's Opera in the Park tomorrow. It's at Garner Park tomorrow night. It starts at 8 o'clock. Streets around the park off Mineral Point Road will be closed. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A great day to be outside today. Plenty of sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. Some showers and thunderstorms developing tonight, mainly after midnight. We'll have lows in the mid-60s. Still a chance of showers or a thunderstorm on Saturday, mainly in the morning, highs near 80. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the
Buffalo. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I review the record on the conspiracy theories in Pizzagate from QAnon and MAGA and reveal Donald Trump's deep hypocrisy in this moment about pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House passing the bill, pulling back $9 billion in federal funding that had already been allocated for international health and for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The House also set to sign the Genius Act, a measure designed to make stable coins, a kind of crypto, less volatile. ABC's Jay O'Brien in Washington on some questions around it.
Some Democrats expressing ethics concerns, noting that a firm with ties to the Trump family recently launched its own stable coin this spring and could benefit from the currency being more widely used. Now, the White House disputes any conflicts of interest, pointing to the fact that the president's assets are in a trust, not a hands-off blind trust, but one managed by his children.
President Trump ordering his attorney general to unseal the grand jury testimony in the Jeffrey Epstein case. White House insisting the president's okay after being diagnosed with a chronic condition affecting the veins in his legs that's common among older people. This is ABC News.